Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sweetgreen is the next McDonald's, or are they? Right now, Sweetgreen stock ticker SG trades at $22.18 per share. Since March of 2023, its stock is up 215%. It's more than tripled, and it trades at its 52-week highs. But is Sweetgreen a smart stock to buy now? We will answer this big question with a deep dive analysis of SG stock, reviewing important financial metrics favored by Warren Buffett and comparing the stock's performance against competitors. At the end of the video, we'll run the numbers through three different valuation models to figure out what Sweetgreen's fair value price is in today's market. And there's more. I will also give you my rating and what I've been doing with Sweetgreen in the portfolio. Before our analysis, I want to welcome you to Global Value and share a friendly disclaimer. Please remember that this is not financial or investment advice, and that you should do your own due diligence and make decisions based on your own circumstances. So is Sweetgreen a great chance to make money? Let's find out together. Compared to the S&P 500, which is up 31% since March of 2023, Sweetgreen crushes it. However, compared to when Sweetgreen's was publicly listed at the end of 2021, its stock price is actually down 58%, while the S&P 500 is up over this time. Now, when we look at Sweetgreen compared to some of its restaurant competitors, Wingstop, First Watch, Cava, and Shake Shack, Sweetgreen leads the pack. Wingstop comes in next with their stock up 91% in the last year. This is followed by Shake Shack, whose stock is up 89%. In fourth place comes First Watch, whose stock is up 59.5%, followed by Cava, whose stock is up 46.5%. Interestingly, all five of these company stocks beat the S&P 500, which has soared over this time. This sector has been outperforming recently. Right now, Sweetgreen trades at its 52-week high and has a market cap of $2.5 billion. The company still has negative earnings, so they don't have a PE ratio and they don't pay dividends. In our first metric, we want Sweetgreen to have return on capital numbers that are above 14%. Unfortunately, in part because of how this number is determined and where Sweetgreen's is in their business, they have negative returns on capital in each of the last 5 years, which we have data for even though they haven't been publicly listed for this whole time. Their numbers have started to look a little better since becoming a public company, but they're still pretty negative on this front. Averaged out, these are negative returns on capital, and it's an X on metric number one. The company also has negative returns on equity. In metric number two, we want to see growth for the business. This is particularly important as the company is trying to grow at scale. Here, we primarily want their sales, earnings, and free cash flows to have grown over this time. We'll also look at the company's gross profit and EBITDA numbers as well. In this time, Sweetgreen's has doubled their sales. They brought these to $584 million as of the end of 2023. The company's earnings have been negative in all five of these years, and that has not changed. In fact, they've actually doubled their earnings loss over this time. One possible positive sign for the company is that they're increasing their gross profit, and their gross margins have actually increased to 18% over this time. Unfortunately, when we look at the company's free cash flow numbers, they're still free cash flow negative. And on perhaps the most loose of these valuation numbers, EBITDA, the company is also negative in all five of these years. Although similar to their returns, their free cash flows and EBITDA numbers are becoming less negative than they have in the past. This is a trend that needs to continue in order for the company to turn profitable, especially as it is scaling. Because their profit metrics don't line up with their sales growth, it's an X on metric number two. In our third metric, we're looking at the company from the view of an individual shareholder. We want to see that their shares outstanding are decreasing. Now, Sweetgreen became a public business at the end of 2021. With going public, they heavily increased their shares in order to raise money through an equity offering. Yet at the same time, even after they've been a public business, they've continued to dilute shareholders. While it hasn't been as egregious as some other fast-growing businesses, they've still issued additional shares outstanding since going public. That's something you ideally don't like to see as an owner, especially after they just raised all their money with their offering. Because of this, it's an X on metric number 3. They've continued to increase their shares outstanding. Our fourth metric is very important, and it puts our last couple metrics together. Here we want to see free cash flow per share growth. Sweetgreen is going to run into some trouble here as they've had negative free cash flows and they've been diluting shareholders. While technically more shares outstanding spreads this loss with their negative cash flows, it's still an X on metric number 4. Through 4 metrics, we're still looking for our first check of the day on Sweetgreen. Does the company have what it takes to surprise us in the back half of our analysis? Let's find out. In recessions, it's companies with too much debt that can have the biggest losses and even go bankrupt. You don't want to invest into broke companies. That's why in metric number 5, we want their net debt to be below the sum of their free cash flows. This is a potential hairy situation for Sweetgreen. The company has had negative free cash flows in all 5 of these years and has not yet been able to turn to profitability. At the same time, even as a public business, Sweetgreen has some net debt on their balance sheet. After having a lot of cash in 2021 and even having some left over in 2022, their cash burn has started to run dry. As of the amount of cash they're losing in an average year, Sweetgreen doesn't have much of a runway left. The company's either going to need a debt or an equity raise in order to secure their financing. That or they're going to have to become profitable. Right now they have $46 million in net debt and they've lost over $500 million in their last 5 years. It's a big X on metric number 5 and potentially a concerning sign here. Now the big metric of them all, metric number 6, which also serves as our first valuation metric, we want Sweetgreen's average free cash flow divided by their enterprise value to give us a yield that gives a risk premium to the 10-year treasury. Right now, Sweetgreen's has a $2.5 billion enterprise value. This helps us look at the company like it's a private business by adding their net debt and their market cap together. In this case, we've also learned that Sweetgreen's has had negative free cash flow in each of the last 5 years. This means that they both have a negative average free cash flow yield and a negative yield currently. It's not what we want to see in comparison to the over 4% yield from the 10-year treasury. This is an X on metric number 5. Don't just throw Sweetgreen out, you're going to want to keep watching as you stay for our next 2 valuation metrics and watch till the end of the video for a final fair value and price for Sweetgreen. Our second valuation uses a discounted cash flow analysis to project Sweetgreen's numbers into the future. If the company is able to keep making steady improvements and get toward profitability, right now the numbers alongside analyst estimates give them a current fair value of around $28 per share. That represents around a 27% upside from today's stock price. The reason for this is the tremendous growth that Sweetgreen has reported in their most recent quarter. The company's revenues are up 29% year over year. Their cost of revenue came in as a smaller percentage of that, meaning their gross profits grew faster than their revenues. This means they're making progress toward becoming profitable. The company is also improving on their income to the tune of around 40% growth. While this is still negative, and it definitely could be a problem for Sweetgreen, this is at least trending in the right direction. With this again, the company is still burning cash. We do want to balance this that if the company can't reach profitability, they don't have a lot of tangible assets, with a tangible book value of only $3.72 per share. So while that was close to their 52-week low, the company was never quite trading below tangible book, giving that really significant margin of safety. Now let's put everything together for Sweetgreen as we figure out their final fair value. This far in our fundamental stock analysis of Sweetgreen stock ticker SG, we looked at the company like Warren Buffett would and saw that it goes 0-for-6 on the Select 6 analysis. That may be more of an indication of where the company is at in its corporate life cycle, but there were some pretty troubling signs. It looks like the company will have farther debt or equity raises along the way, as they're still not quite toward profitability levels. While they're making steps in that general direction, you do want to monitor that very closely if you're interested in the stock. Still, a company like Sweetgreen may be a business that's easier to model than some, as you're able to see what its stores do individually, then you can project both same-store growth and an increase in overall store count geographically. It's easy to see how analysts and other investors are able to get to some pretty lofty valuations for companies still without profitability. In the meantime, however, Sweetgreen trades for $22.18 per share. They have a street target price of $18 per share. When we put everything together for our analysis, it looks like a fair value for Sweetgreen is right around $10.50 per share. That cuts their current stock price in half, but it's up $4 from their 52-week lows. That depends on continued growth for the business, and it's something you want to monitor closely. It looks like the company's overvalued without a lot of confidence or predictability. It's staying out for now. It's a rough estimate that's subject to change. So what are your thoughts on Sweetgreen? Can the company become profitable, or is this a company doomed to fail? Let me know in the comments below and check out the investing tools in the description to follow Sweetgreen's in more depth.